Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson for Horse Hydrator of Canada at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas.
Getting horses to drink has been an issue for centuries. Horses have a very keen sense of smell and taste, and if they don't like the water you're offering, they'll drastically reduce the amount they consume. Instead of tricking your horses by using flavors, electrolytes, or sodas, naturally entice your horses by using Horse Hydrator. This eliminates those taste and contaminants such as sulfur, chlorine, lead, iron, mercury, and a lot of other contaminants. We guarantee that 96% of horses will prefer water that's been ran through the Horse Hydrator over that which hasn't.
It's a good time to be in Las Vegas. The weather is certainly a pleasant change, but how about the first Canadian pair of team ropers to qualify for the WNFR? For the fourth time in five go-rounds, Levi Simpson of Pinoak, Alberta, and Jeremy Bueller out of Arrowwood, Alberta, made a happy visit to the pay window. Monday night marked the time they placed first in a go-round that pays $23,480. Their quick time on Monday night was just 4 seconds flat, and heater Jeremy Bueller is thrilled with the way things are going this year.
Levi's done such an awesome job, you know what I mean? He's turned me steers for money every single night. He's done unreal. I'm glad to be on his team, and I'm, you know, glad to catch one for him tonight.
Bueller and Simpson are currently splitting first place in the average, which could pay them another $60,000 on Saturday night. That's about $90,000 Canadian, considering the current exchange rate. Another good news night in the pairback riding, and I'll tell you more about that in just a few moments. Still at the timed events end of the arena, world champion calf roper Caleb Schmidt showed the sellout crowd just how titles are won. The Bellevue, Texas timed event specialist burning up the arena floor with an amazing 6.7 second run. But current Canadian champ Matt Chiazawa still first place in that average midway through the 2016 showdown series. What a great week for the Minnesota steer wrestler J.D. Struckness. The Appleton, Minnesota Bulldogger has placed first each of the last three evenings, including a sizzling run of just 3.5 seconds on Monday night. Not the case in the barrel racing, where a different lady has stepped up to the winner's circle each of the evenings. Last night, the fans got to watch Amberly Moore out of Kaiser, Oregon, turning the Cloverleaf pattern in a super time of a 13.62 seconds. Now let's take a look at another great outing for three times Canadian bareback champion Jake Vold of Pinoak, Alberta. He's having the time of his life. Monday night, he was back cashing a big check for $26,230 for his 89-point ride aboard a well-known and well-respected mare called Wilson Sanchez. Vold is now fourth in the NFR average race as well. Tough week for Manitoba's Oren Larson, who's riding hurt. It showed up last night as he failed to make the 8-second whistle. Paychecks for two of three Canadians in Saddlebronc riding on a Monday night. Tops was Nathan Alberta's Clay Elliott as he covered the Bar T Rodeo Company's Son of Sadie for an 86.5-point ride and a share of third place and fourth place money on that go-round. Right behind Elliott was Jake Watson from Hudson, OBC, when he spurred out an 85-point ride aboard Resistall's Top Hat. A check for $4,230 for his sixth-place effort on night number five. The round went to Jacobs Crawley as the Texas Bronc rider topped the field of 15 with his 89-point score. And eight qualified rides last night in the bull riding action, including an 87-point score turned in by Scotty Knapp from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Second half of the 2016 Wrangler NFR kicks off tonight here at the Thomas and Mack Center at UNLV. For Horse Hydrator of Canada, featuring the great new water filter for all your livestock, log on to horsehydrator.com. I'm Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas.